One of the problems with covering the latest news is that you don't always know what the news really means as it happens. Sometimes it takes days, months, or even years to learn the facts. And the story we're about to tell took almost 2,000 years to make headlines. It involves a neglected stash of ancient letters that gives new insights into life in the Roman Empire. The letters were written on papyrus nearly 2,000 years ago by a young Roman soldier who was stationed in the Egyptian city of Alexandria. Those letters were sitting unread in a storage vault at the University of Michigan until a university student, Rob Steffen, discovered them. Now he's helping to translate them. Hi, Rob.
Hi there.
So who was the guy who wrote these letters?
The name of the man was Claudius Terentianus, and he was a Roman soldier stationed in Alexandria, and they were actually sent to his father, who was a veteran of the Roman army, in a little town called Chironis, 200 kilometers southwest of modern-day Cairo.
How'd you come across them?
I'm doing an independent study with my professor, Arthur Verhoeft, and going through the original excavation notes from the excavation that happened in the 1920s, I came across all these papyri said were brought back to the university, but had never been published, translated, anything like that.
I wonder if you could, for a moment here, just can you take me through the path that these letters have traveled over the last 2,000 years? They were buried someplace?
Yes, they were actually stashed under the stairs in this house, just left there for almost 2,000 years. And then about 80 years ago, the University of Michigan ran a full-scale excavation at this site, brought back tons of these papyri.
They're the letters of a Roman soldier to his father?
Yes.
What do they say?
Well, the ones that have already been translated kind of tell a story about everyday life. He talks to his father about he needs things to be sent up to him for winter. He needs, you know, boots and a warmer coat. Others talk about what life is like in the army. For instance, he's about to be transferred to the Levant area in one of them, and he doesn't seem very happy about this. Another one, he's actually asking his father for permission to marry this girl, and he's very adamant that he will not take a wife unless his father says okay. But it's very much concerned with daily life.
This is all happening in about what time period?
It's about 125 AD, just about at the peak of the Roman Empire.
Very well documented part of history, I suppose, but is there something that you learned about the Roman Empire that you didn't know?
Well, I learned that it's a very interesting kind of relationship that the Roman Empire has with the native Egyptians. It had always kind of been thought that these were two very separate people with very limited interaction. And through these letters, we've realized that, you know, it's really not that way. They're very intertwined. The wife that this guy actually wants to take is a native Egyptian. And so, you know, it kind of brings these people really together.
Now, you found more than just letters, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, we did indeed. About 99% of all papyri you will discover are letters. Although in this house, a fragment of Thucydides' History of the Peloponnesian War was actually discovered. And this kind of gives a real insight not only to what this soldier, you know, held important to him, but also the kind of his socioeconomic status. To have classical literature in your house during this time period meant you were very much in the upper echelon of society.
You're telling me that this soldier went to the Roman equivalent of Barnes & Noble and bought the edition of this military history.
That's exactly it, except Barnes & Noble in this case would be in the local scribe.
Since you're helping to translate, I assume you know Latin?
They're actually written in ancient Greek, and so it's they're ancient Greek papyri from a Roman soldier living in Egypt.
Do you know that language?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Is it surprising at all that he would have been writing in Greek instead of Latin?
It's actually not. Latin was very much based at Rome. And in the provinces, Latin was not known by the majority of the people. What the common language was ancient Greek. And during this period, it's a dialect of that called Koine Greek, which was the language of the common people.
Was this soldier from Rome originally?
That's one thing that we hope to find out from the letters. It very well could be that, you know, he's never even been to Rome.
Rob Steffen is a junior at the University of Michigan. Rob, congratulations.
Thank you very much.